Good morning, family. It is a beautiful day today. I tell you, even though we're getting a little rain, it's still good for us, and we should be happy that we're not like in blizzard country, you know what I mean? It's really nice here, isn't it? Best place to have winter right here in Phoenix. I've got a couple things I want to share with you before we get started with the sermon. We had someone who decided to obey the gospel in baptism on Thursday night, and so I have a certificate I want to give to her if she'll stand up. Frances. Frances was baptized on Thursday. Welcome to the family. Congratulations. All right, and I want to give this to you too. And while I'm down here, I have a couple certificates that we have not given in over a month to Carmen and Christopher. So here are your certificates. And again, welcome to the family. This might be one of the easiest verses that you can turn to in your Bible this morning. So just flip to the last page, last chapter, last few verses of the last chapter, Revelation chapter 22. If you have your Bible there, and you have your bulletin in hand, and you can follow along with the lesson today. We're going to be talking about the bright and morning star. In fact, I really appreciate the songs that were led today because it talked a lot about the names of Jesus. And then that last song that we sung, which was the Lily of the Valley, I think it's the only song in our songbook that has the words bright and morning star in the song. So we'll think about this idea of Jesus being the bright and morning star. The month of December is a very special time for many of us. We enjoy the giving and the receiving. We enjoy the family get-togethers, the fun, the fellowship. Oh, and the food. We really enjoy the food too much, don't we? We really enjoy this time of the year. And it's a good thing that although we do not know the exact date of the birth of Christ, it's kind of cool that we have in our calendars a month that at least some people, maybe most people, are thinking about the birth of Christ in the month of December. The gift of God's Son, of course, is greater than any gift that we will ever get around a Christmas tree. And so we're glad that you are here with us this morning. We're glad that Christmas is very near in this month. But let me tell you something today about something in regards to the birth of Jesus that we may not be as familiar with as we are December 25th. And that is that there is a date on your calendar that is celebrated by some religious folks today. This coming year, and it's outside the month of December, by the way, and it does pertain to the birth of Christ, it is this next year, it's going to be celebrated by some on January the 5th. And as you'll see by the screen behind me, it is referred to as Epiphany Sunday. And I'd like to say something about this today. To say that you had an epiphany means to say that you had some kind of aha moment. Some moment where you were caused to reflect on something because of a thought that may have entered into your mind. If you are an artist and you're trying to decide what you're going to paint and you are looking at a blank canvas and then all of a sudden something comes to your mind, you begin to see something on that canvas, you begin to envision an amazing drawing that you're going to draw. A light bulb comes on in your head, and you're inspired to create a masterpiece. You had this epiphany. It was like similar to a divine revelation from God. The epiphany that was had by the wise men in Jesus' day, of course, was the revelation of His birth and the events that surrounded His birth. They had an epiphany, and that epiphany really was capsulized in, as it says in Scripture, this bright and morning star. It was a star that they saw in the eastern sky. They looked up, and they saw a star. that led them to baby Jesus. And they followed that star as long as it could be seen until they reached the house of Mary, the mother of Jesus. The wise men rejoiced, it says in the Bible. They worshiped the babe. They worshiped the baby Jesus, the child. And then, as we know from Scripture, they also presented gifts to that baby. And perhaps the wise men had heard of a prophecy made by the prophet Balaam, who in Numbers chapter 24 and verse 17, when the prophet said, "A star will come out of Israel." Maybe that came to their minds when they saw that bright and morning star in the sky. The star I want to talk to you this morning about, this epiphany, this aha moment, is actually talked about in the last chapter of the Bible in our scripture reading earlier. And I just want to read verse 16 to again capture the thought. Jesus says here, "I, Jesus, I have sent my angel to testify to these things in the churches." Jesus says, "I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star." Jesus here is called the bright and morning star. And I want to share with you what I believe is the richness behind this kind of language, this title that is given to Jesus. Have you ever looked up in the sky and you saw clearly, on a clear night, the beauty of the stars that grace our sky? Hopefully you maybe didn't have some kind of epiphany, but hopefully it kind of sent a little shock or a little feeling up your spine, and you thought about how amazing our God is. If you've ever done that, you'll have to agree that the stars are very beautiful to look at. But I don't think that you will ever see the bright and morning star in the evening. It appears in the eastern sky for about an hour, as just before the sun rises, and then it begins to dim. And it will be shining brighter than any other star in the sky, and that's mainly because it is more than a star. It is actually the planet of Venus. It is an amazing sight when you would be able to see it. It is the brightest object of the sun and moon, the planet Venus. And this bright and morning star is, I believe, one of the most interesting names out of all of the 198 names given to Jesus in Scripture. It is really a very intriguing concept to think of Jesus as the bright and morning star. And I want to suggest this morning three things that I think we can learn from this title, three things that I believe are wrapped up in this idea of Jesus being the bright and morning star. I believe that this bright and morning star represents help, hope, and happiness. And I want to begin, as in a minute we'll be looking at 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19, I want to begin by first of all considering the fact that I think the bright and morning star represents help, or we could say guidance. I really believe that. Sailors understand that this better than probably any other people. Sailors know that you can't travel the seas without having some kind of guidance. And so, modern sailors today, of course, they have all kinds of unique equipment that are available to us today, but it didn't work that way for sailors in Bible times. Instead, when they wanted to navigate the ocean, when they wanted to be able to reach a location that they were after, to reach the harbor or wherever they were going, they looked at this star in the sky, the bright and morning star. And one of the reasons that Jesus is called the bright and morning star is because Jesus shows us the way to heaven. He guides us through our lives as well, just as the sailors are very dependent upon that bright morning star to guide them along the way themselves. In fact, Jesus, we know from the Bible, is said to be the only way to heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. John chapter 14 and verse 6. Jesus is the way. He is the one. He is our help to get us to heaven, the only way we're going to get to heaven. Now, a sailor also knows that there are rocks and there are waves and treacherous waters along the way. And so the sailor needs guidance to steer clear of them and to help them from getting into, of course, a shipwreck. The morning star sheds a little light on the waters that will help the sailors be able to see a little bit better so they can avoid these things in the ocean. And if we allow him today, Jesus will guide us and he will help us to steer clear of the problems and troubles of this life. And we're still going to have problems, we're still going to have troubles, but he's going to help navigate our ship a little bit better, a lot better, really, than any other means. I want you to understand that you need Jesus to help you survive the dangerous waters of life. Amen? You need him today to help you to tackle the challenges of life. Your bright and morning star is very important in that endeavor. You have some tough choices that you need to make before you. Choices about where you're going to live, things that you're going to do, friends that you're going to associate with, internet searching that you're going to do so that you'll navigate through dangerous waters in any realm of life. Your bright and morning star will help you navigate through these rough waters. How are you going to get this epiphany in your life to shed light on your decisions in life? Well, look at this verse with me here in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. It reads this way. We have the prophetic word made more sure, and you would do well to pay attention to it as, watch what it says, a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Are you paying attention to God's Word? Oh, not just for the brief 25, 30 minutes that you'll hear this sermon. Not for the time that you even sang some songs this morning that had portions of God's Word in it. Even as you heard prayers this morning where probably some of God's Word were in the words of the prayers that you heard. If this is all you're getting to navigate through life, you're going to be in a shipwreck. I can tell you that. You need the Word of God. You know, we're going to be meeting tonight at 6 o'clock for worship. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to read the Word of God. We're going to look to our bright and morning star. We're going to meet on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock and have Bible study. And we have 150 or more here this morning, and on Wednesday night we'll have about 50. Now some of them can't make it because they work, they got other things they're doing. But I have a feeling there are some that could make it and could use that bright and morning star through life. The prophetic Word of God, the words we find in Scripture, you need them to guide your life. It says here, you would do well. Look at the verse, to pay attention to the words of Christ. Shining in a dark place, rising in your heart as you focus on the Word of God, your bright and morning star. You need to read the Bible. You need to listen to sermons. You need to go to Bible classes. You need that bright and morning star as your help in life as well. So that's one of the things I think about when I think about the bright and morning star. It represents help. Secondly, as we look again to the Word of God, we'll come to find out that I think this bright and morning star also represents hope. Again, this is what's said in this passage that we just read in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. It talks about this bright and morning star being hope rising in our hearts. Even though the bright and morning star is a very beautiful thing to look at, the reality is it actually doesn't give out a great deal of light. You wouldn't be able to pull out a book and sit under the morning star and be able to read the words on the pages of that book. You wouldn't be able to do it with that kind of light. You would need more light than that. But as you look at it, as you look at the bright and morning star, it tells you that the night is almost gone. You know that the sun and the moon is going to, the sun will soon rise and shine, and that there will be enough light eventually when the sun comes out for everything that you're going to need to do in life. And so it is that precursor. It is that one thing that says there is hope. There's a brighter light that is coming. And so you'll be able, when the sun comes out, you'll be able to see the grass clearly. You'll be able to see the trees and the flowers and all the things that God has made in His creation. That morning star gives us hope that the darkness will soon be gone and the light of day will be shining all around us. That's really one of the things that's said in this verse behind me, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19. And so do you see how then Jesus is called the bright and morning star? The star, the thing that is going to give us hope in life. He rises and He shines in our hearts, filling us with this sweet hope that the darkness of this world is one day going to be gone and the light of heaven one day will shine upon all of us, those who've accepted Jesus Christ as that star in their life. And I hope that you've done that, as Francis just did this last Thursday, that you will make Him your bright and morning star, that you will then have that hope that heaven is going to shine upon you one day. But we go through life with many challenges, don't we? I think I could hear an amen on that. Many challenges, right? If you're married, you've got some challenges. She's sitting or he's sitting right next to you. That's okay because it's actually a good thing. But there are challenges in life. There are things that we struggle with in life, things that are besetting us oftentimes. I mean, when your bills are piling up and the finances are low and your marriage maybe is forced with some unique struggles that you have, or when your coworkers are getting on your nerves, or when you have friends in your life that are flaking out on you. Oh yes, we have lots of challenges in life. You are going to need some hope. You're going to need something to make you happy when nothing else in this world can. Jesus said in John chapter 10 and verse 10, I've come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus gives us the hope of something better. He helps us to deal with the not so better during this life. And He says, I've got something much better in heaven for you. So Jesus gives us hope. Now I want to take a minute to tell you how special your hope in Christ is. There are lots of stars in the sky, but the bright and morning star is a very unique star. As I said before, the bright and morning star is really more than a star. It is the planet Venus, which is very unique as a planet. Probably just about as unique as all the females in our audience this morning. Yes, this Venus, that's why, you know, Venus is, you know, guys are from Mars and women are from Venus. Oh, okay. Anyway, she is very unique. Venus is a very unique planet. It is not the closest planet to the sun, but yet it is the hottest planet, guys. Okay, you listening? Not the closest, but the hottest planet. And not only that, this is a strange planet because it is the only planet in our universe that rotates counterclockwise. You got this, guys? I'm helping out with your women this morning, all right? Yeah, it just rotates in a different way. It just does things differently in its system. Even stranger than that, it is a planet that is shaped different and goes through, I should have done some more research, but it rotates through the universe in a different way, but of course clockwise is one of those ways. Now, why am I saying all of this? Well, Jesus Himself is very unique. There is no one else like Jesus in our existence. The Bible says there is no other name given among men under heaven by which we must be saved. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. He's the only way that you're going to have salvation. He is a unique, bright, and morning star. He was born of a virgin. He lived his life, although he was tempted in every way like we are tempted, he lived his life completely without sin. And he died for your sins. And he raised from the dead the third day. And he's sitting right now at the right hand of God. He'll come back one day. He'll come back to this planet. He'll take some home that are in Christ, and that makes him a very unique, bright, and morning star. He promises to never leave us, to never forsake us. He promises, as I said before, to give us life and to give it more abundantly. And it gets back to the issue of hope, that no one else can bring that kind of hope to your life today. Your bright and morning star represents the promise of a new day, a new horizon, a new hope. He lets you know that something better is coming, even when it doesn't seem like it in this life. This world is being swallowed up by darkness, but the bright and morning star tells us that light is on the horizon. Christ is going to return, and the light of heaven one day will fill our soul because of our hope in Christ Jesus. You have friends that in your life that have been beaten up by this life that we live. Some get angry, some want to shoot up a school, they want to shoot up a mall, some get depressed and they contemplate suicide. All kinds of issues we're facing today. They have failed to see that this bright and morning star brings life and brings hope to our world. Jesus gives us guidance and he also brings us hope. And then finally this morning, number three, this bright and morning star also represents happiness. You'll remember how I talked about the wise men a little earlier in the lesson. And here the Bible says in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 10 that when they saw that star in the sky, it says they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. The sight of the star made them very glad, the Bible says. And that's what Jesus is going to do for you and your life. This bright and morning star brings joy to our lives. Can you admit this morning that you need some more joy in your life? I know I do. I know that there are good things happening in my life, but as I look at it, it's all because of Jesus. It's all because of that bright and morning star. He is the one that brings happiness to my life. Some people go through life expecting life to be painful. Have you ever heard the story of a guy who had this pair of shoes that he was always complaining about? And so someone asked him about it one day and said, well, you know, you're always complaining about these shoes that you're wearing. And he says, well, you know what? He says, I really don't like my job. I hate it here. I don't like the employees. I don't like the way things are set up. I go home to a nagging wife. I got all kinds of problems. I got all these things going on. And he says, the only joy I can find is at the end of the day, taking these shoes off. And it just kind of helps me to complain along the way. And so that's what some people go through life, just finding just that one thing that they can be happy about. And that's not, of course, the way God wants it to be. Have you ever felt that way in life? Maybe life wasn't as wonderful as you thought. I saw this meme of a guy that was sliding down this banister, this staircase, sliding down in his underwear. Okay? And the caption, I wrote this down, the caption says, as you slide down the banister of life, may all the splinters go your way. Let me ask you this morning, are all the splinters going your way? If all the splinters went your way, you'd actually be in heaven right now. But you can still have joy in your heart and you can come to Jesus, the bright and morning star, who will make your splinters bearable. The joy comes from the peace of God, the peace that Jesus Christ will put in your heart when you decide to come to God, when you put your faith in Him, when you decide to repent of your sins and be baptized, and those sins are washed away, then you know you have the promise of Scripture that if you love the Lord in that way and you are the called according to His purpose, the Bible says in Romans 8:28 that God is working all things together for your good and ultimately for His glory. And you have the knowledge that that although you may not understand it, that when you're in Christ, you have the peace of God that surpasses all understanding that will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Just as the morning star brought joy to the wise men, it will also bring joy to you. This bright and morning star represents help. It represents hope. It represents happiness, as we've seen this morning. And so as we close this morning, I hope that you see that you need this bright and morning star in your life. You need Him to guide your life. You need Him to have any kind of hope in life. And ultimately, you need Him for happiness here and the happiness of heaven one day when this short life is over. But He will not force you to take Him into your life. He will not force you to let Him shine that light into your life. Notice the verse after the verse we looked at earlier in Revelation 22:16. The very next verse, verse 17, says, "And the Spirit and the Bride say, Come. And let him who hears say, Come. And let him who thirsts, come. And whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely." God invites you this morning to come. But you have to come. You have to thirst. You have to desire. You have to freely desire, it says in that verse. Mother and her little boy went out for a picnic. And as the mother was preparing the food, the boy accidentally slipped into the river. And he began to drown. And he was trying, he was struggling and gyrating around. He went under and he came back up and he went under. And all the while, there was this guy on the side of the river that was just watching the boy. And he watched him go under, watched him come back. Flailing around. And then finally, when it looked like he went down for the very last time, the gentleman jumped into the river to save him. He saved him that day. But you know, the mother came to that man and he said, "I don't understand." She says, "I really appreciate the fact that you saved him this day, but I'm kind of angry. Why did you wait so long?" And he said to the lady, "Had I gone any sooner, while he was struggling, he would have pulled us both under and we would have drowned. But when he gave up, he said, then I could rescue him." Are you ready to stop struggling today? Ready to stop trying to make it on your own? It's only then that you can be rescued. Only then that Jesus can be your bright and morning star. If you believe that Jesus died for you and you have decided today you're going to turn your life over to Him, you can't do it on your own. The Bible calls it repentance. And then when you repent of your sins and turn to God, the Bible says that we would then need to obey the gospel in baptism. Again, as Francis did last Thursday. And so we extend that invitation to you. And when you come to Christ, then you'll have hope. Then you'll have help. Then you'll have all the happiness you need. Then you'll have your bright and morning star. But I say again, Jesus is not going to force His way into your life. He invites you to come. He invites you to come thirsty, to come freely, but to come to Him, your bright and morning star. Stop struggling and let Jesus rescue you today. Let's stand to sing our invitation song.